Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen has spent the last 5.5 years at City Hall. At a gathering of fellow Democrats Thursday afternoon, the commissioner announced his upcoming departure.
I do believe in turnover. I do believe it's a good idea to see new faces to the City Council, and so I do think this is a good opportunity for me to decide to hang up my political hat for a while, and someday I may run for something else again. But in the meantime, I think that there are some great choices here.
Mathiesen did not have to look far for a Democrat he'd like to see succeed him on the council, which his party controls 4-1. In Saratoga Springs, each department head also has a seat on the 5-member council, including the mayor. Mathiesen's retirement announcement came just prior to his endorsement of County Supervisor Peter Martin to take his place.
And so on December 31st at midnight, I will turn the keys to the Public Safety Department limo over to Peter Martin.
Chris, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Martin has served as one of two county supervisors along with Republican Matthew Veach after winning election in 2013. Earlier that year, he was appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo to fill a vacancy as Saratoga County Clerk after the departure of Republican Kathy Marchione, who was elected to the state Senate from the 43rd District. Martin mentioned the Democratic governor, saying he supports Cuomo's plan to continue to look for ways to share services between the city and county to save money. The governor incentivized this strategy by including in his budget proposal local aid to communities that find ways to consolidate.
It's the only way I think that we can proceed without burying our citizens in taxes, and I'm going to look for opportunities throughout the city to do that.
Supporting the Public Safety Department is a large portion of the city budget and currently includes 62 members of the City Fire Department and 68 police employees. Martin said he'd like to fill vacancies and increase staffing to decrease costly overtime pay. He'd also work to continue Mathiesen's long-standing effort to establish an emergency response facility on the city's east side. Adding that public safety is more than police and fire, Martin said he would support efforts to make the city more walkable and bikeable to improve public health. But there is some uncertainty facing the city council as an entity in itself. In November, Saratogians will again vote on a new city charter. Although a full document has not been revealed, the Saratoga Springs City Charter Commission has announced its support for a new city manager style of government. Martin said he would seek to lead the Public Safety Department regardless.
I'm willing to serve either way, and I certainly would love to see what the charter says when it comes out. I'm expecting it'll be soon.
Finishing up business at the county, Martin said he would like to see the creation of a county public safety building in Ballston Spa, one that also may be a benefit to the city. He also plans to knock on plenty of doors between now and November. Meanwhile, the Saratoga Springs Republican Committee is putting its support behind a run of Donald Brame, a former city police investigator and a retired senior vice president of gaming operations at Saratoga Casino Hotel, says GOP committee chair Matt Hogan.
We feel he would be the excellent candidate for public safety with his background in law enforcement and his ability to negotiate contracts, which he did often at the harness track.
An official campaign announcement has not yet come from Brame. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.